Listener Production.
G'day, I'm Archie Mulligan. School is back and so too is flu season, with 9,000 influenza cases already confirmed in Queensland. AMAQ President Dr. Maria Bolton says classrooms are the perfect environment for spreading illness, so it's important to be proactive.
Sometimes people wonder when is the right time to have a flu vaccine. The fact is that we're already seeing spikes in influenza in Queensland, so the sooner the better. And that'll protect you through the winter seasons.
There's been just over 870 cases in the Cairns Hospital and Health Service so far this year. Police officers from Townsville and the state's southeast have been brought up to Cairns to support the search for a missing senior cop. 50-year-old Scott Duff disappeared a week ago from Edmonton, sparking a major police search operation involving cops, helicopters and SES volunteers. His family say the disappearance is out of character and there are concerns for his welfare. Immense pressure in the real estate market continues to push property prices up right across the state. Propertyology's head of research, Simon Presley, says there are multiple factors underpinning buyer confidence at a time when listing volumes are low.
Australia's got its strongest labour market in more than 50 years, with record low unemployment rate. Wages are rising at the fastest rate in now 25 years. I think the public have sort of become conditioned to accept the interest rates are where they are.
According to CoreLogic, the change in regional Queensland dwelling values 3 months to March was 2.8%. Taking a look at local sport and its defeat for our Northern Pride, the Dolphins getting 8 points up on our boys in Redcliffe. The Pride next take on the North Devils at Barlow Park on Saturday. And our North Queensland Cowboys will be in analysis mode this morning after being zapped by the Eels. Parramatta getting 7 points up on Peyton's men, plus a couple of dangerous contact charges against Sam McIntyre and Kulikefu Finefuiaki. Coach Todd Payton says the game is a reality check.
And just scrap a bit harder, in the tougher parts of the game, which is the kick chase and the transition part of it, and that's what the really good teams do. So once we get that right, look out.